Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, you have a music story as such for us to start off with this afternoon?
Yeah, well, Paul McCartney is getting involved with Netflix and Gaumont, and they're teaming up for an animated feature film called High in the Clouds. It's based on a 2005 children's novel that McCartney wrote, along with Jeff Dunbar and Philip Arda. The former Beatle is producing and contributing songs to the film, which is a nice thing to think of. So the story centres on an imaginative teenage squirrel who finds himself pulled into a ramshackle gang of teenage rebels who live high in the clouds, and they accidentally seem to annoy an owl who's the leader, who steals the voice of anyone who upstages her. So it sounds like good fare for an animated feature, but I suppose the mere fact that he'll be contributing songs to the movie as well is something that obviously
Netflix said we'll have some of that. Exactly. What about Mad Max 5?
Well, it looks like it's going to happen. I think we see there was a bit of a dispute going on recently between Warner Brothers and the filmmaker George Miller. There was sort of residual issues and stuff like this, but I think that has been sorted out, and Miller's been out doing some interviews and he's been talking about the development of another Mad Max story. Now, Fury Road did so well. It opened in 2015. It was a critical smash, really, and massive box office. It even went on to win some Oscars as well, which was kind of very unusual for that type of movie. Anyway, he is working on another project at the moment. It's a mystery action project called 3,000 Years of Longing, which is a good cast, actually. It has Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton starring in the role. It begins shooting in March, but he has confirmed that after that, he's going to do another Mad Max. So that's probably exciting to a lot of people in terms of, you know, that they're going to keep exploring that world.
They're back with it again. Now, Kevin Hart in front and behind the camera for his next project.
Kevin Hart, this sounds like an interesting project because it's for this upcoming streaming service, Quibi. And he's basically, he's going to, I think it is opening concert, which is Kevin Hart, What Now? He talks about a fictionalized version of himself on a quest to land an action movie role of a lifetime. Well, they've decided that this would be an excellent basis for a miniseries that they're going to do. So after being rejected, Kevin randomly encounters a leading A-list action movie director in a meeting, which then inadvertently sets off a chain of events that forces him to fight his way through a series of over-the-top action sequences with the help of some of the biggest action movie heroes. They've got John Wick screenwriter behind it, who's working on it. They're slated to begin shooting in January. Sounds like a bit of fun, actually. They've even got a title for it. It's called Action Scene.
Okay, we keep an eye on that one. Film happening in Northern Ireland at the moment, Black Medicine.
Yeah, the principal photography for this one has begun. It's actually the 11th film to come through the Northern Ireland Screen New Talent Focus Scheme. So this is about a black market medic who carries out illegal operations for the criminal underworld. And when she gives refuge to a young girl, she must choose between breaking her medicine oath or crossing her ruthless employers. It's got a good cast. Antonia Campbell, Hughes, Orla Brady, Amy Beth McNulty, and John Connor starring in this movie. The screenplay is written and directed by Lisburn native Colm Eastwood, who this is their first feature. It's a graduate of the London Film School. His short Here was awarded runner-up for Best Student Short at the Palm Springs Short Fest in 2014, and his latest short also has done really well on the festival circuit. So Black Medicine, we look out for that.
It's a good surname to have as a director anyway, isn't it?
That's very much so, yes.
You can do no wrong. Okay, tell us about Vivarium.
So Vivarium, this is Lorcan Finnegan's sci-fi thriller, and it has a really good cast in it. Jesse Eisenberg, Imogen Poots stars in it. It's written by Garrett Shanley. It's going to be released in Irish cinemas the 27th of March. So during their search for the perfect home, Gemma and Tom find themselves trapped in a mysterious labyrinth-like suburban neighbourhood named Yonder. All attempts to escape end in failure. culminating in the discovery of a baby on the pavement outside house number 9 with the instructions, raise the child and be released.
Wow.
Good premise. It sounds very Black Mirror-like.
Yes, isn't it?
So this has done well, very much so on the festival circuit. It debuted in Cannes, just gone, and it did really well there, picked up the Gann Foundation Award, and it's won other awards along the way. So it's a good chance for Irish audiences to see this now. 27th of March, Vivarium is the name of the movie.
Very good. Now, 'tis the season when we start watching Christmassy movies like Home Alone and Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. Are they really revisiting Home Alone once again?
Well, you know, there's two other ones as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I always kind of forget
three
about
and
those.
Four, kind of forgets about them.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, they're going to do it again. This is for the Disney Plus service. So it's a reboot of Home Alone. I suppose people didn't know quite what they were going to do with it, but they've been naming the cast members that they've got for it now. So Archie Yates is going to star in it. He has had a big role in Jojo Rabbit, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Playing the title's character, lovable best friend in that. Ellie Kemper, who I think is best known for the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt series, and Rob Delaney, who we know from the likes of Catastrophe.
Yeah.
And he's had a busy year, actually. He was in Hobbs and Shaw and Last Christmas, and there's a new movie coming out as well called Bombshell, which he's also starring in. So they've been named as the stars in this. Everyone's trying to work out, you know, were they going to be playing the same family? Doesn't look so. It looks like it's going to be, you know, a different set of characters altogether. But yeah, why not, I suppose, from Disney Plus's point of view. They've seen such money roll in from the series. But yeah, at least I suppose they're not going to completely remake it.
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to be a bit of a reboot. So I think that'll be easier for everybody to take.
All right. Tell us about the National Film Register in the US.
Yeah, so this is the register where they kind of record important American history, culture and creativity. They add movies to it every year. They have to be over 10 years old. And they've added a couple of really strong movies to it this year. There's a sort of public vote involved as well. But some of the movies that they've picked, Purple Rain, Amadeus, She's Gotta Have It, and Clerks have been selected this year. Others as well, the likes of Platoon. Some documentaries as well, just to note a few. The Last Waltz, that was Martin Scorsese's documentary. I Am Somebody as well, and Before Stonewall. So it's nice, I suppose, that what it does is preserve these movies, and it gives them that recognition that they will be preserved in this archive, you know, for years to come.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Well, speaking of preserving movies, your trailer this week.
Yeah, so I was... There's been a lot of mystery around this as to what the story and the origin story, or what were they going to do with Ghostbusters Afterlife. And the trailer came out this week. It answered a lot of people's questions in relation to it. And it's got a huge nostalgia factor involved with it.
Yeah,
and
straight to see what are they going to do here.
Yeah.
And they don't actually give it all away, which
good.
It's a nice teaser trailer. And Paul Rudd is in it.
And Paul Rudd is in it. She was very likeable, a very likeable actor. You also have Finn Wolfhard, who people will recognise from Stranger Things, is in the movie as well. So there's an even further 80s throwback to add to the mix as well. But, you know, listed in it is Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Annie Potts, Sigourney Weaver, that they'll be making some appearances in it as well. So we'll wait and see. But obviously it's Jason Reitman who's directing, and his dad was the original director of the movie as well. But
I'll
just tell you a very funny Ghostbuster story.
Yes.
I was on the lot, as you do in Sony, but I was meeting somebody there, and we were walking along, and I heard this voice, and I looked behind because I thought I recognised that voice, and it was Dan Aykroyd.
Really?
And he was giving people a tour of the Ghostbusters building that
they had there.
Yeah, so there he was, just giving this tour.
Oh,
so
And what's good is actually, you know, he's not in the trailer, for example.
No,
yeah, you see him in the cast listing. So I thought it was a teaser trailer. It was quite clever. Check it out, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Meanwhile, new releases in our cinemas this weekend. Let's kick off with Jumanji, The Next Level.
I said beat it, get out of here.
What'd you say?
I said scram! You want a piece of me?
Come on.
What do you got? What do you got?
duck over there. No, which way?
That trailer gives us a pretty good impression. Yeah. Okay. That's Jumanji, Garrett.
The next level. Yeah. I went to see the first one with the kids and I didn't have any expectation for it because I did like the Robin Williams movie at the time. And I really enjoyed it because I thought the cast were excellent in it. And you know what you're going to get with it. And I could see it been a very popular film because with Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, and of course the addition here of Danny Glover and Danny DeVito as well. And the fact that they're all playing other people when they go into this game forces them to up their game away from just being action stars. So you get a lot. It's good fun. The players in this one have to brave parts of unknown, unexplored, from arid deserts to snowy mountains in order to escape the world's most dangerous game. I could see them making lots of these movies.
I'd say you're right. Now, Black Christmas, not a lot of ho 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 in this one.
No, this is like a horror movie set across a group of female students are stalked by a stranger during their Christmas break. Seems like an odd combination.
Will I go to Last Christmas or Black Christmas? Two very different films.
Imogen Poots starring in that one. At the IFI, they are showing Beanpole. This is set in 1945 in the immediate aftermath of the Siege of Leningrad. Two women from a mutually destructive bond form a mutually destructive bond in an attempt to create a future life from the ruins of war. And Aquarela then is a documentary on limited release as well by Water and Ice, are shown around the world in all and many powerful forms.
Very good. We'll have Star Wars, of course, the new one next week.
We certainly will.
A few days to go to that. Okay, what TV movie are you recommending?
Yeah, so this is Logan that Hugh Jackman stars in. It was obviously an addition to the X-Men world, but really strong reviews for this movie. Got a lot of interest from people. Patrick Stewart also starring in it, Stephen Merchant as well. But yeah, if you've not seen Logan, it's worth checking out. It's on Channel 4 tonight at 9:10.
Lovely. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.